You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What's up, y'all? How y'all been? Been a while, huh? Been a while. Just a little while. That's all right, though. Because I'm back. In full effect for that attack. Yeah. That's what's up. Speaking of attack, I had to unleash a flurry of attacks on Ethan Berkowitz to get him to resign. I went at him with everything I had. Why? Just because I'm tired of Alaskan corruption. It's ridiculous. There's been some drama between Ethan Berkowitz, who is the mayor of Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, and news reporter Maria Athens. Maria Athens, she seems like a loose cannon, right? Like, that's how they're painting her to be. But in all honesty, she seems more like a woman who's been scorned, you know? And a woman who's been scorned is going to say and do anything. And you might not want to get in her way. Well, apparently Ethan Berkowitz got in her way. I don't know what went on, but something happened. And people are painting it out to be like, I don't want to, like, I'm trying not to get into the drama of this, but I need to kind of just break down the situation here real quick. People are saying, oh, he wouldn't leave his wife, and so she wanted to paint him as some kind of pedophile. Well, why would she have to paint him as a pedophile if, I mean, that's what he's doing? I mean, word is the dude is a killer. Not just a killer, he kills children, as far as I understand. I mean, people, like, this is common knowledge. He hangs out with people like Podesta. Sorry. Podesta. They get the two confused. But, like, they she got into a fight with her said boyfriend. And so, like, let me get this right. She's got a boyfriend, yet he won't leave his wife, and so she's mad? Like, no, she's got a boyfriend. Like, see how that doesn't make sense already? But this is what people are trying to cover this up with. But they gave her a criminal trespass, a notice from her job. And see, and here's another thing where people got it wrong. In Alaska, they will give you a criminal trespass notice, and it's just a notice not to trespass. It's not that you were criminally trespassing. It's a notice for you to not trespass. They're saying, hey, you can't come back here anymore. It's just what Alaska does. That's how they get rid of people that they don't like. They try to drive you out of places that they know that you frequent, that you have to go to. Like, she got kicked out of her job and then fired. Or maybe it was fired and then kicked out of her job. But she was pissed. I mean, you can obviously imagine that she finds this gold mine of information on Ethan Berkowitz and then gets fired because she goes to release it. She goes to release a story about it. Now, yeah, maybe she's had, personal issues with it, you know what I mean? Like, personal ties, you know? Maybe she's got a vendetta, maybe so. But that still doesn't void the fact of what she's claiming. She's claiming the dude did something he's not supposed to be doing. Well, let's just say I know of an investigation by private detectives who they uncovered a plethora of information. They found a phone that has Ethan Berkowitz physically with an underage escort. They say that he got this escort from skipthegames.com. If you've ever been there, it's basically what Craigslist personal ads used to be. It's now moved to Skip the Games. Because Craigslist personal ads aren't there anymore, from what I've understood recently from investigations. Now, I don't use personal ads, so I didn't know, because I don't care. All I will go there for is to sell things, you know what I'm saying? I never went on that crap. That thing is a rat's nest. But that's another story. Look, basically, this video goes missing because somebody talked to a federal agent. The federal agent went and picked up the phone, and they thought that something was going to come of this evidence that's on the phone. But the phone goes missing because of this federal agent. You want to talk about tampering with evidence? You know, so over all this, Ethan said, oh, you know, this is categorically false. She's hostile and unwell. Well, yeah. If, you know, something happened to you, I'm talking to you, the listener, if something happened to you along the same lines of what happened to Maria Athens, I'm pretty sure you would be hostile and a little bit unsettled. Let's not say unwell. Let's just say unsettled. Now, any human on Earth has had to have been mad enough to say that they would kill someone. Even Slipknot wrote a song about it. Everybody says they'll kill but never will. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody says they'll do it but never will. How many times have you wanted to kill? Everybody says to do it, never will. Think about that. You know, I mean, really think about this. It's really crazy, right? He's in politics. We all know that that's what they do. And so, yeah, he says that he apologizes. Ethan said that he apologized for having a, let's just say, an unprofessional relationship with her through text, he says. He never admits to sleeping with her, right? Because he's got to save his marriage, right? And so his poor wife is going through hell right now because it's now all this is being uncovered of what was really going on. So what does Ethan do? Over all this, he resigns. Right before, the day before, the evening before he resigned, I asked for Governor Mike Dunleavy to please just stamp him out. Put a stop to this. This is ridiculous. This is a circus. And Dunleavy did, apparently, because Ethan resigned over the controversy. So I just want to say thank you, Dunleavy, for whatever you did, if you did or didn't do anything, even if you didn't do anything, just thank you for being there for me, because this is crazy. It's madness. And in other news, Murkowski and Begich, which this is the three amigos right here. Murkowski, Begich, and Ethan Berkowitz. Lisa Murkowski, Mark Begich, and Ethan Berkowitz. They're all peas in a pod. But guess who else is their pea in a pod? Pedesta. I'm sorry, Podesta. I get the two confused. But you know what I'm saying? They're all in the chain gang. You get it? And if you don't know about Podesta, if you don't know about him and the Pizzagate scandal and everything about the Comet pizza and all that crap, if you don't know about them sacrificing kids, like, go look it up. It's true. It's real. This is really happening. So yeah, get the F out of office. You don't belong there, scum. God. And in other news, Biden's family affair, we'll just call it that, is under criminal investigation. And we'll just leave it at that. So when does the Trump family get investigated? I mean, they're all crooked. These people are all crooked. And Trump can sit there and say, oh, I'm honest, I'm very honest. Yeah, I'm sure you are, in your own little mind, in your own little world. I'm sure you are. You don't want to open up and tell us what's going on because you don't want to self-incriminate. That's rule number one, never self-incriminate. And I'm not talking about with politics, it's just a rule out of life. Never self-incriminate, right? Jeez. Man, own up to your faults, bro. I have more respect for someone who owns up to their faults, man. I mean, I know I'm not perfect, but I guess I'm not gonna self-incriminate. Like, I'm sorry, I'm making jokes here, I know I am. But for real, I'm not perfect, but we're not here to talk about me. This is about the news. You know, and his running mate, Kamala Harris, oh my goodness. Her and the whole Amy Barrett thing, Amy Coney Barrett, who just got, who got chosen by Trump to be the next justice, right, of the Supreme Court, right. So, she's, Kamala Harris has gone for the throat of the Latino and Hispanic and African American black votes. I mean, dude, she is really gunning for them. It's like she's, it's like a triple threat, right? But hopefully these demographics are smart enough to not vote for her over the way she's harassing. It wasn't a questioning. She was flat out harassing Amy Barrett. Like, wow. Jeez. Wow. I don't know. You just need to go see it for yourself. I mean, she brings up Planned Parenthood and NAACP all coming out against her. I mean, just the grossest of the gross of all the groups to, like, take into account as to who says she should or shouldn't be the new justice of the Supreme Court. I mean, if you understand how crooked, like, judges are to begin with, or can be to begin with, I mean, you kind of, I mean, law itself is crooked. It's convoluted, it's crooked. And the convolution comes from the wording being to where you can't understand it. You don't even know that you've committed felonies. Like, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know what to say, man. Like, leave the woman alone. Let her do her job. She got picked. Leave it alone. Drop it. Stop gunning for votes. I mean, you're not gonna get them, dude. Nobody showed up to y'all's rally. Nobody cares, bro. It's crazy. I held a town hall meeting, and people showed up and cared a whole lot. A lot more than I wish they would have, man. But that's another story. So Trump threatened Barr, apparently. Supposedly, I guess. He threatened Barr to start arresting people. Biden's, Obama's, and all that. Or he was going to find himself in a sad position. I guess Trump knows all about sad positions. I don't mean to bring the man's sex life into this, but I'm imagining that any position he takes is a sad position, man. I'm sorry. I don't even have a sex life at this point. So how can I make jokes like that? I mean, I don't know, man. I'm in better physical condition, so I mean, maybe I can. But, you know, I guess that's just because I'm vegan. Hey, speaking of, I know people that have gone vegan and were in the 200s as far as their weight goes and have shed it down to 179 pounds just because they went vegan and watched their weight and watched their diet and stopped eating Ho-Hos and Twinkies and crap like that and started looking up how to be healthy and vegan and eat non-inflammation foods. You should look it up. It'll save your soul. So yeah, I mean, that's what's going on with that. Right? Like, that's pretty much everything with the politics part of everything. It's just, wow. Whew! That was a lot to take in. Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. I just don't know. But that's what's up. That's what's going on. But my question is, like, when does Trump get investigated? The Trump family. When does the Trump family get investigated? When does the Obama family get investigated? When does the Clinton family actually have a thorough investigation that goes somewhere? When do these investigations, like, go somewhere, you know? Because you know where they told the investigation to go? They said, hey, you go to hell with that investigation. I'm not going to jail. Yeah, that's like that's what they're saying. I mean, think about it, dude. Really think about this, man. It's sad. It's sad that we can't get any justice these days. Really think about this. I know this one guy on Twitter, Anti-Silly Pirate, and this dude goes on and on and on. Nobody goes to jail! Nobody goes to jail! Did anybody go to jail yet? I just woke up! Oh, no? Okay. Told you, nobody goes to jail. We're gonna see if anything happens to the Biden family, which the Bidens, at least Joe Biden, from what I understand, is a clone, from what I'm told. Like, I don't know, man. I seen a picture of the old Joe Biden and the new Joe Biden, and something's not adding up, bruh. Something's not adding up. As a matter of fact, since we're on the topic of politics, let's keep this going for a second, because there's some other stuff that I haven't talked about. There is a photo, and I don't know if I've said this in another podcast or not, because it's been a while since I've done podcasts, but there is a photo of the Clintons with their kid. Then you look at a picture of their other kid, which is supposed to be the same kid, Clinton, Chelsea Clinton. They had a red-haired baby, and now they got a blonde-haired brat that looks nothing like Hillary or Bill. I've seen his black son. I know what his kids look like. You understand? They had a red-haired kid, a red-haired baby. Apparently, I guess they sacrificed it. That's all you can really speculate at this point. Like, where did the kid go? Wow, right? Like, wow. 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 You gotta sacrifice somebody to get somewhere in this life, apparently. I'm sick. Y'all are sick, bruh. Wow. I mean, like, let me paint this picture for you. Like, I'm just gonna... I have to talk about myself here, because, like, when I get at something and I start doing something, I experience wild success. But guess what? Somebody else comes and craps all over that. So it's like, why even try at this point? Like, why not just stop and do something else? Like, I can't even have a job because they, meaning the liberal Democrats, the Alaskan deep state, they will come after me when they find out where I'm working, and they will make my life hell. How do I know? Because it happened in Alaska. Like, don't you understand? Like, I can't go out and have a normal life. I can hardly walk out my front door half the time. That doesn't stop me from doing it. But I'm just telling you, when I walk outside this door, I run the risk of having things happen. Don't you understand? So if for some reason, I don't have, let's see, Secret Service, I won't be able to go out and do anything. Like, don't you understand? Every time I walk outside this door, I run the risk. I'm not even kidding. Does it bother me? No, not at all. It's just life. Everybody's got a stalker, right? It's funny, man. It's funny. It's funny. I mean, I guess you can say I'm conforming. I'm conforming to the new world order and doing online shopping. Have all my shit delivered to me. You understand? I don't even go outside and enjoy the weather half the time anymore. I'm gonna get sick sitting inside all day. It's a beautiful day out in sunny California. Can't enjoy it. Most I get is outside in the backyard, you know what I'm saying? It's sad. It's a sad life. I'm tired of it, dude. That's why I have to win. I have to win. Put me to work. Do you think I like being on disability? No. What, I sit around and game all day? Whoop-dee-doo. Like, this is a lot of fun. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's fun, you know what I'm saying? But, dude, I'm 40 years old. You know, these people, I've had people say, like, oh, you know what? You're a gamer. You're such a loser. You're sitting around on a video game, you old fart.
Like, God, what a loser. You think this is what I want to do with my life? You're crazy. I'm not the one who's crazy. You're the one who's crazy. All I wanted was just one Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. That's it, bro. But no. No, you got a vendetta, whoever you are, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, that involves stalking me. But whatever. So, beliefs, thoughts, and opinions versus facts. The first three are worthless, and only one of them are the truth. And are you smart enough to know which one of those four are the truth? Facts. The facts are what's true. You know, about this whole coronavirus crap, all the, you know, the masks, all this crap, they know it's a lie. The people who oppose it and say, oh, you need to wear a mask, you're so selfish. Oh, this is such a stupid movement. Oh, God, this is idiocy. It's idiocy. It's so stupid. It's moronic. They all know it's a lie. They're in on a scam. This is a huge scam. They're profiting off this crap. They're changing the way the world works so that way they can be the only ones who know how it works, so they can be the only ones to come out on top and profit. While you and I sit here twiddling our thumbs, not understanding what's going on half the time, and trying to figure this all out. But they got the cheat sheet because they're the ones doing this. How does that make you feel? Do you want to just sit there and allow them to keep doing this? Like, you're happy living like this? You're happy being broke, no job? They're doing to you what they've done to me. Don't you understand? Hello, McFly. Anybody in there? Butthead. You know what happens whenever coronavirus or COVID-19 gets claimed? The hospitals profit handsomely. They get rewarded handsomely for this. It's like pulling an insurance claim. They make up to 3 times per patient. Let's say you go in there for an earache. They're not profiting off of that. They're gonna make you wait. They're gonna make you wait a long time. You're gonna sit in the waiting room for like 3 or 4 hours. They're gonna make you walk out of that hospital. You got Bell's palsy? So what? People have walked out on Bell's palsy. People, don't you understand? You understand what they're doing? I mean, my question to COVIDiots is, how long are you gonna stick with the scam, even though, like, we figured you out? We know you're lying. We know you're in on the scam. We know what you're doing. Why would you keep it up? It's that lie till you die crap, ain't it? When you get caught cheating on your spouse, just lie till you die. That's such a scumbag policy. That's such a scumbag way of life. But that's what y'all are all about. Defiling. In the name of Satan. In the name of Lucifer. Like, get a life. Get a job. Get out of here. Oh, wait. No. Y'all got all the jobs. Y'all have run all the good people off. Do you guys, the people who are on the victim side of this, do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not trying to victimize you, call you a victim, but dude, you're getting the short end of the stick on this deal. Like, don't you understand? You know, as a matter of fact, I'm tired of getting called a liar when I'm the one doing the research. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you can understand this. Y'all have done the research, you know the facts, you know what's real, and you get called a liar. Or even worse, you get called the devil. So yeah, I'm getting tired of being called a liar when I'm the one doing all the research. You know, have you ever been to outer space? Have you ever been to Mars? Have you ever seen Mars with your naked eye? Have you ever seen Mars in a telescope? Then shut up. You don't know. You've never been to outer space. How do you know what space even is? because you saw it on a TV? Here's what the ancient text of the Bible says about outer space and the space that we live on. It's basically like a potter's plant. It's not hanging, but a bowl-like surface similar to that. We've got a dome over the earth, and it's called the firmament. It's hard, and it holds waters above. You understand? We are cupped in. We are basically in a cup of water from what the Bible says. The Bible is the one true book. It's full of facts. It's been proven over and over again that the Bible is true. It's real. So you better get to reading if you want to know the truth. It's the real history book. Dinosaurs are not in the Bible, but dragons are, serpents are. You know, speaking of the dome of the earth, have you ever seen the video of the rocket that hits the firmament? Well, I mean, like, what is the firmament? I don't know. It's glass, maybe? It's hard like glass? That's what the Bible says. Now, what they claimed really happened in this video is that this rocket goes up and it's on a string. So let me get this right. You've got a 75 mile wire and you're gonna launch a rocket from it? If that's true, where's the wire in the video? It would be visible, but it's not. It's just not there. But what you can clearly tell about what happens on the video is it shoots up and up and up and up and up, and it goes way high, and then there's an obvious scrape that's going on when the rocket hits the firmament. Yeah! Now the same noise could probably be somewhat made if it hit cement, but whatever up there is hard like glass. And there's a quote that Hillary Clinton said is that it's gonna shatter. She wasn't necessarily, it's that cryptic messaging that she does, that these Freemasons do, saying that one day it will shatter. They will shatter the glass ceiling. Okay? So basically, if they shatter the glass ceiling, then in comes the floodwaters, you understand? 40 days and nights of flooding all over again. Makes you kind of think of the movie Waterworld, right? Gotta learn how to swim. But instead of calling me a liar about the rocket video, why don't you watch it for yourself? Rocket hits firmament dome. Look it up on YouTube. People got together, they built a rocket, and they shot it up in the sky, and it hit the firmament. So yeah, instead of calling me a liar like you like to do, why don't you go research it yourself? Why don't you look it up in the Bible yourself? I post the memes all the time with the Bible quotes that are associated with it. Go look it up. You know, that's what I love about this podcast. I don't have to hear someone's back talk. I don't have to answer stupid questions. I don't have to put up with anyone's bullshit. I mean, I'm more than happy to answer questions. I'm more than happy to give someone their space to work this out on their own. But this is my space, where I get to come and express myself to the world. And I guess you just gotta deal with it. So deal with it. I'm not gonna sit here and fancy foot around you. I'm not gonna walk on eggshells for you. Forget it. This here, right here, this podcast, this is my world. I get to come on here and I get to tell the truth. You know, I'm trying to find the right words. I've had it with all this crap. We all have. We're all in the same boat right now. We're tired of this. We're tired of the lies. We're tired of the NASA cover-ups. We're tired of the cover-ups about the Las Vegas shooting. We're tired of the cover-ups about all the insider trading. We're tired of the cover-ups and lies about 9/11. We're tired of the lies about the mass shootings, the school shootings. Everybody getting shot these days. Really? Really? If you ask me, this world is a lot more peaceful than it used to be in the 90s, than it used to be in the early 2000s. Oh yeah, it used to be real bad. All you kids listening, this world used to be horrible compared to what it is today. Now I'm not saying, oh, make America great again, keep America great. No. No. We have come together as a unit and done this on our own. Way before Trump. Way before Trump. Trump came along and it was the big White House reality TV show, you understand? And they go and they talk peace here, they talk peace there. You know who else talks peace? The Antichrist. And that's what Jared Kushner is doing. He's out there making peace between everyone, supposedly. Yeah, okay. Rumors of war. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So let's talk about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is a movement. It's an idea, it's a belief. It's activism, okay? BLM is not. BLM is a corporation. It's not a movement, you understand? It's not your Black Lives Matter movement. Keep those two things separate. Because they don't believe Black Lives Matter. They believe black magic matters. They want to perform black magic and worship and the devil and have Satanism and Luciferianism. As if this virus vaccine, the whatever they call it, Lucimin, some crap like that. Whatever, right? All this crap, right? When we should be praising God, they're praising the devil with all this crap. They're trying to give you the sign of the beast and all this crap. But whenever you think about this, this is all a scare to instill fear. I mean, is that what you want? Is that how you want to live your life in fear? Like, you're happy living in fear? You're happy being scared of this vaccine? You're happy being scared of the chip? You're happy being scared of the Black Lives Matter riots and protests and all this crap, all this demonization of everything? You're happy with that? You're happy with that fear? You're happy with the fear-mongering that they're doing for you? Okay, sure. You know, the BLM owner came out and said that whenever they say these names of these people that they're chanting that need justice, that they're conjuring demons. Well, the black guy who had his neck kneeled over, that they said was his name, which is a name we shall not speak of, because I don't want to raise any evil spirits or anything. But the person playing him was apparently Stephen Jackson. Well, what is Stephen Jackson? Well, he's a Freemason.
Oh, wow. Wow, really?
Yep. And I've had people who are, they support this corporation, right? And they're all like, oh, well, you say that it was Stephen Jackson. Like, how do you even remember that I said that? Like, why, you know what I mean? Like, why does that sit in the back of your mind? You all reveal yourselves, and you don't even know you've done it. That's the funniest thing about it. You guys don't even know what you're doing. Y'all guys say things, and us smart people pick up on those cues. We're not dumb. We're not like you. We're not out for a negative cause. We're not out for a hellacious good time. We believe in heaven. We want heaven on earth. We're tired of this hell on earth. We want heaven on earth. And not the type of heaven that you're talking about. That's sick. It makes me sick. But the BLM owner came out and said that they're conjuring evil spirits. They're raising demons. Think about this. You can't make this up. She said it in her own words. She came out and said it. So you want to go to these rallies and pretend like black magic matters? You go right on ahead. Expose yourselves. Expose yourselves. Go ahead. I'm not the only one picking up on this. People are understanding on their own because you guys are just dumb. So the BLM Corporation, which was they're funded by George Soros. And it's all started with George Soros funding them. Then they propped up on their own and they started getting donations. Well, guess where all their donations are going to? Guess where all their profits are going to? Because they are profiting off of this. It's going to the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? It's going to like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Like, you're happy with that? Let's say you're not even for me. You Trumpers are happy with that? You know, it's funny because the people are like, oh yeah, I voted for Biden. Oh really? You voted for pedo? What? You voted for Black Magic Woman who sucked her way to the top? Wow. Wow. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just here to tell you what's going on. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So Logan Paul bought a $150,000 Pokemon card and posted it on YouTube that he did it. And he looks like a total creep holding this Pokemon card in the YouTube photo, the thumbnail, the video thumbnail. I mean, let's just talk about Logan Paul for a minute. He went to Japan, disrespected a dead body that was hanging in a tree of somebody who committed suicide in the suicide forest, put it on YouTube, and completely ruined his credibility. He's no longer welcome in Japan anymore. The Japanese want nothing to do with Logan Paul. At all. But this guy goes out and buys a $150,000 Pokemon card and like, we're supposed to care? Like, boy, you wasted your money. You wasted your money. Jeez. I'm just, wow. So, I mean, like, what's up with these YouTube sensations trashing their credibility? Are they doing this for fame? Because, I mean, if they are, we can ask Brooke House what that got her. Tons of hate. Calling her an animal, animal abuser. Because she slapped and spit on a dog. But, I mean, what a bunch of tryhards. They're just trying to create controversy. You know, I've been the center of attention when it comes to lots of controversy, and I'm telling you right now, it's not fun, it's not cool, it's not what you want in your life. If you don't believe me, ask other people who are doing this. Let's say you know some of these YouTubers who are just trashing their names in hopes of just getting more views. They have to turn their comments off. They have to turn the likes off because they get too many dislikes, too many hateful comments. Nobody wants to go and see that. Nobody cares. Seriously, nobody cares. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. This election, nobody cares. The only people that care are the people who think it's actually going to do something. Let me tell you something. The only way that this is going to help is if you elect me, somebody who will actually do something.